This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible Filipino nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Everybody, my name is Tanya Friedman. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Kinetics USA, and we are a direct hire company. We help hospitals and nursing homes all over the US with the nursing shortage by bringing in internationally educated nurses. And with me, I have Paul and Jean. Can you hear me, Paul and Jean? You want to say hi?
Yes, I hear you.
Hi, everybody. Good morning,
Paul. No introduction, and we are very grateful to have you join us today. So let's get started, Paul and Jean. Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So first question to both of you, and I'm not who are we going to, maybe ladies first, right, Paul? The first question is if you want to maybe share with us just your story of getting to the U.S. Tell us a little bit about your history and your story of getting to this point.
Oh, okay. My life story.
Your life story, Jean.
My life story.
We're all ears. We can't wait to hear.
First of all, I would just want to tell you that I came from a very poor family. So my mother is a teacher. My father is a farmer. And we are very poor, like very, very poor. And there's six of us children. I am the eldest. So when I got married, my brother and sisters are very sad because they thought that I'm not gonna help them anymore because I'm the eldest. So, but my mother is very ambitious and she wants that all of us will be professionals one day. So with everything that's going on with our life, our death is like over the top of our head. We became professionals with the help of our family relatives. My aunt helped me with my studies before. So in the end, we're four nurses. Four of us became nurses. Me, Rachel, Jeanette, James. One is an accounting and one is a social worker. So we didn't let poverty be a hindrance of our success. So I wanted to become a nurse and I became a nurse. So I served my country for 11 years, although in the hospital is just less than a year. So when I graduated in 1995 in Davao Doctors College, I worked for 2 years in the clinic in Davao Doctors. And then after that, I worked as a nurse. For 7 years, I work as a school nurse in our province. So life is so difficult also, and we still live paycheck by paycheck. So I decided to come to the US, to come here in the USA. So I went to Davao and applied as a clinical instructor, and I was hired. And I work only 3 times a week. And so there's still 4 days for me to study. So I signed up with a staffing agency and everything was paid for. And the NCLEX review and exam, IELTS review and exam, the accommodation in going to Saipan where I took my NCLEX. So that's when the time that there is no testing center in the Philippines yet. So I went to Saipan, hotel accommodation was all paid by the agency. And so they process my visa screen. After I pass all those tests, the NCLEX and IELTS, then they told me that I have to have an experience in the hospital because I never had an experience in the hospital from after my graduation to the school as a school nurse. And then after that, I never had an experience in the hospital. So I went back to our province in Davao Oriental and work in the secondary hospital there in Mati. So the process for me from the time that they processed my papers was so very fast. It was just like 9 months for 9 months processing. And then after that, after I had my 6 months, I don't know. So after my clinical, I was a clinical instruction for 8 months in Davao Doctors. Then I went to the province to have my hospital experience for 6 months. And then after that, one day, my processing officer told me that my visa is already approved. So I came here in the United States for right away, just for 9 months processing.
Wow. That was quick, Jean. A long story leading up to that point and a lot of things happening, but it was relatively quick for you to actually get here.
Yes, it was a very, very fast, only 9 months process.
Wow. And I see we've got a lot of people that are commenting. Isola Joy is saying, Miss Jean, we have the same story. I'm the oldest. We are siblings, really the same story. I understand too. I was also the oldest, Jean. So I know the responsibility of being the oldest one in the family. Thank you for sharing that history, because I think there's a lot of people are going to be able to identify with you, and it certainly was not a magic wand and a quick fix for you to get to this point, right?
Yes, right.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. If you know a friend or colleague who would benefit from listening to this conversation, please let them know about the show. We want to help as many nurses as we can turn their dreams into a reality. If you're thinking about making the step to living and working as a nurse in the USA, we can help you. Head over to kineticsusa.com to find out more. That's kineticsusa.com.
Paul, what about you?
Well, ever since I was in college, I've always wanted to go to the United States. So after I finished my BSN in 2007, I didn't work right away. I prepared for my NCLEX. And then a few months later, I got my NCLEX license. And then that's when I started working. But as soon as I got my NCLEX license, I looked for an employer. They started a petition. But long story short, it took about from 2008 when I was petitioned. I got here in the States in 2017. So that was close to 9 years. Very, very long, because I finished nursing during the peak time in the Philippines. And that was when the retrogression was really bad. I remember always checking the visibility in every month. And I would see that a retrogression is 5 years behind or 9 years behind. And I was like, I don't think I'd get to the States by anytime soon. So I'd probably be 40 or 50 or 60 before I get there. So,
And look how young you are, Paul.
Yeah, thanks. It was a very challenging moment for me, because I know that I've always wanted to go to the States, but I couldn't get through it. I couldn't go here because I didn't have the visa. But I waited until such time that my petition was current already. By that time, I was already 30 when my petition became current. And I am a national reviewer in the Philippines for 8 years. I've traveled around the Philippines doing review classes in big universities. For 8 years, and so I felt like, oh, my life is already comfortable here. I didn't need to go anywhere. But when it was time for me to go, I had to stop and think about it if I really wanted to go, because I was like, that was my dream 10, 12 years ago, but not right now, because I'm comfortable right now. But then again, I look back at my motivation of why I took nursing, why my family wanted me to take nursing, and what was really my ultimate goal. And that's still for me to go to the United States. So I said, I'm going to drop everything that I have in the Philippines, all the comfort of life that I have. I've already established my name over there, but I was scared to come over here and start from the bottom again, but I'm glad I did. So it was a very long wait, but it was all worth it. And I never regretted coming over here.
Wow. Well, that's really such an inspiring story from both of you. And I think that so many of the things that you're describing are what people watching are probably experiencing right now. Mm-hmm. Just a roller coaster of emotions. Right. It's that the beginning time, like with Jean, where she came from a very poor family and had that drive and that desire to better herself and better her family and get to the US, and Paul, that mixed emotions of waiting for all those years, that frustration, watching that visa bulletin every month. So many people watching can relate to that, that just frustration and just, you know, just feeling kind of desperate. And then at the same time, having mixed feelings when your case kind of came to fruition, because maybe you were quite comfortable where you were. And then the question was, should you actually move ahead or not? And I think that's the thing that a lot of people are experiencing right now as well, is kind of that mixed emotion. So you know, I think really very relatable stories for both of you.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available on Thursday, so make sure you come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us by hitting the follow button on your podcast player and leaving us a review. If you're thinking about making the step to living and working as a nurse in the USA, we can help you. Head over to kineticsusa.com to find more. That's kineticsusa.com.